Hello, everybody.
We be back with another episode.
We are on the front porch this evening. There's a little bit of a light breeze, so hopefully that doesn't mess our audio up. But Trinity thought she might have a question for me. Actually, I didn't pre-ask you. You got a question for me, D?
You didn't pre-ask me, but yes, I do.
Oh, great.
How's the sunset able to change, like, the sky's colors? Like, right now, as you can see, there's red, orange, you can see yellow, and then maybe a little bit of green, and then blue. Like, you can see all those colors, and it's just from the sun setting. And then, like, in daytime, when it's, like, up in the middle of the sky, you don't see anything. All you see is a blue sky, no colors, unless if it's raining.
Well, I mean, I don't think you should be asking me these super scientific questions.
Too bad I am.
I know. I mean, from what I understand is when you look at the Earth being a big round sphere, right?
Yes.
When it's up in the sky, there's not a lot to diffract the light when it comes down to you. Like, it's just coming straight down to you.
Yes.
When it gets down over this edge, when it's sunsetting, it's going, if you can imagine this circle, you know, I'm giving you hand images here, but we're on an audio podcast, but that it, instead of being going straight down through, now that light is coming up through all the layers that lead up to outer space or whatever. So instead of coming straight down through, it's coming up through sideways through all the layers, which is reflecting and giving you different colored light stuff. Kind of like if you put light through a prism, or when it's a rainy day and you can see a rainbow, that's the light hitting the atmosphere and stuff with the moisture in it and creating that prism of rainbow, because a rainbow, that's just all the colors of light coming through and being broken apart. So from my understanding, that's all that's doing it here on the sunset, is all this light being diffracted into different colors. And you know, usually you see pink and stuff. I mean, presumably most of that's sun, but it's also...
I also have another question.
Okay.
What's it like being a parent? Because I feel like it'd be a pain at sometimes when it's like, when it, like, the child's like comes up to you and he's like, hey, how does this work? What does this do? Where does this come from?
Why does the sun... Why does the sky look different, weird colors when the sun's setting than it does when it's out in the middle of the sky? Like, something like that?
I'm not talking about me. I mean, it's a scientific question. I'm talking about when, like, little kids come up to you and ask stupid questions. Like, how can we have, what was one? How can we see, or no. Why is this ball red? Why does ice freeze when it's cold outside? Like that.
Well, that's a scientific question.
It's not a scientific question.
Why does ice freeze? Yes, it is.
I asked you a question about what's it like being a parent?
Oh, that's not a scientific question.
I was just giving you examples of questions.
Yeah, you ever have a headache?
Yes, I have migraines, actually.
Have you ever had three headaches that won't go away at the same time?
No, I've had one.
That's just like being a parent.
Actually, I have had like four. And that was at a time when it was like a birthday party. And the kids, my cousins, I love them. Okay, but they can be a bit much. So you got one of them pinning me down. The other one grabbing my arm. Another grabbing my other arm. One grabbing my foot. The other one grabbing the other foot. And they're all pulling me apart.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what it feels like to me.
Sounds like you're being quartered.
I probably am.
Bring your parents for IT. It's about,
if you guess at
times. A lot of you're doing is you're guessing. Like, I'm trying to figure out the right way to teach you kids without, you take Wyatt, for example, and, like, he drive you wild. And, like, you constantly tell him to do stuff, and he's bouncing off the walls. He's climbing on the roof.
I'm waiting for that to happen. He halfway did it a couple of days ago. He was up here on the porch rail, and he's like, "Can I climb?" He's like, "Dad,
Well, when I did the roof, they were both up up with me on the roof.
Oh, God.
They were painting it. They were doing the job.
Yeah, okay.
So being a parent is dealing with that. It's dealing with trying to teach your kids what I can teach you before it's too late. And then...
What do you mean before it's too late?
Before you either get too old or I die or something. I mean...
You're not going to die. You're still young.
Yeah, I hope not. But, you know, I still got to... do teach you what I can teach you in a timely manner, and you know you're gonna get older. When you get older, you're gonna be listening to me less. And
you know something that really helped me when I was younger more? That you told me
what
is that? If you don't want nightmares, don't think about it. Like that really helped me, and I still use like if I watch YouTube sometimes and like see what all is going on, and like you hear stuff about this terrorist attack. I remember when I was younger and I heard about it, I freaked out a little bit, okay? And then it's like, remember what Dad said, don't think about it and you'll be okay.
Especially when you're going to bed and you sit there and just think, because you can think about whatever you want, so when you're going to bed, change around, start thinking about other stuff that you like to do, and...
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you won't dream a bad dream.
Another thing is that if you lay on your side with a stuffy nose, you can actually breathe.
Yeah. That me, really it's my helped. My left side. If I lay on my right side, I get clogged up. If I lay on my left side, I get unclogged.
For some reason, if I lay on like one side, like that, the top part of my nose will get unclogged, but the bottom part will get clogged. Okay, I turn on my other side, it'll go in the middle, and then it'll be like the one on the bottom.
You see, but this kind of stuff makes me feel proud as a father.
Yes.
The stupid little advice I give you, that you use and it works.
It
you know?
Does. Some little advice isn't stupid at all.
Well, yeah, it might not be, but that's what I'm saying is I'm trying to teach you the little things that I've learned through my life, and that also, it's going to help you out through your life, and then you're going to figure out the rest by yourself.
Also, explain to me how Wyatt has seen a quiet place when I am, what, 12, and yet I have not seen it at all? Explain that.
You ain't seen the first one yet?
I haven't seen it. Mom won't probably... let me. Mom thinks I'm going to get nightmares because when I was like, what, 5, 6, I had nightmares about Jaws. And I don't even remember that happening. Like, I don't even remember me having nightmares about Jaws.
I'm guessing your mom doesn't know that you watched The Walking Dead, huh?
Oh, I've told her.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure she might have forgotten. And you know what's really funny?
She'd probably be mad at me for that.
You know what was really funny? I fell on the concrete stairs one day. I think I've told you about this. You can still see it here. It's like a little scar almost.
Mm-hmm.
But I go... Mom's like half asleep, and you know how when you're half asleep you don't really understand all the words that are being said to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I go up to Mom and go, Mom, I skinned my leg today, and she goes, what did you do? And I go, I tripped on the concrete stairs, and she's like, okay, cool. And I'm like, wow, okay, jeez, now I know who the favorite is. And then I go to bed. I wake up in the morning and I go, Mom, I need a band-aid. She's like, why? I'm like, because the band-aid that I put on my wound keeps falling off. She's like, when did you get hurt? And I was like, I told you yesterday. I fell off the concrete stairs and you said, okay, cool. And she's like, I don't remember any of that. I was probably half asleep.
I feel like you could watch The Quiet Place.
I feel like I can't do.
It wasn't that. It was, it's a gripping kind of scary movie, but it's not like super... It's no worse than The Walking Dead. Probably should let you watch The Walking Dead. That's probably too much.
I'm fine with The Walking Dead. Like, I haven't had any nightmares about it.
Yeah,
except for once, but I don't consider it a nightmare because I was the one who was a zombie and I was terrorizing people. And I was okay with that.
I'm gonna always try to only give you what you can handle. And I think if you're getting older and you're asking questions about it, or you're... do some stuff, if you think you're ready, I'm gonna have to let you be ready. Like,
then how come Mom won't let me dye the tips of my hair purple? I'm ready for that. Like, half the kids in my class have done it, and it makes me feel left out. They've done it at least once. Me, zero.
If she says no, it means no.
But you know what she didn't say no to?
What?
Hairspray. She didn't say no to, like, the hair chalk spray. So I can do that.
You keep working on her, maybe she'll change her mind. I mean, I'm, you know, on the fence anyways.
Huh?
I'm like, you don't need to color your hair. Even the tips. But
how dare you?
You know,
betrayal.
Whatever, it's your hair, it's not mine.
That is true.
I'm not going to let you do something really stupid, but, you know, when I was in high school and stuff, I had long hair that I dyed black.
Why'd you dye it black?
I don't know, just trying to...
Now we have a colorful variety. There's kids dyeing it red, blue.
I had it at one point in time where my hair was black and then so it rooted out, like so far, and I dyed that red, so it was red and black.
Well, what I want to do is I want to dye the tips of my hair purple because nobody else has done that yet.
Oh.
So I want to be different, stand out. And also I feel like purple would look really well on me. And I just like the color purple.
Sometimes it's good not to stand out.
But when you think
about it... Sometimes it's good to hide back in the bushes and watch and wait. Strike! When it's time to strike!
Okay, here's the thing. I'm in middle school. I'm not in the army, okay? And here's the thing. I am, like, the quiet child. I will sit in the corner and read if you would let... If the teacher would let me. Like, even one of my teachers admitted that. Like, they'd be like, if I gave Trinity a pile of books, sat her in a corner, and told her she could read all day, she would.
You probably would.
It's true. I would. I'd sit there and I'd read, like, a stack of books this big.
It's a good skill to have, T. I'm not good at it.
There's a lot to learn
from books.
Yes. And I did find one thing that math is not included in, referring back to the last couple of episodes.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. An empty mind. When your mind is fully empty, there's no math,
so your
there's
just
nothingness.
Your mind's to zero, right?
Okay. But when you think about it, there is no math. You've just overcomplicated it.
So I think these episodes we're doing have turned into just me and you talking about random stuff for 10 minutes.
I think it's true.
What was your original question about light refracting, or why is the color different in the skyline?
Yes, and then I asked you another question, what it's like being a parent.
About being a parent.
You explained it to me. And then I told you, like, the positivities. Like, of, like, stuff that I like that you, like, info that you tell me. Like, even the smallest little things are helpful. Oh, God.
All right, let me try. Mm-hmm. Nope. Wyatt.
Yeah. I was just saying goodnight.
Good night, bud.
Good night.
Special guest appearance by Wyatt.
Yep.
But we're at 13 minutes now, T, so.
Why don't we just ramble on for like 20 minutes?
If we want to ramble on for another 20 minutes, we'll start a new episode.
I could probably get you to talk about politics for an hour.
Could talk all day long on that, but probably stuff you shouldn't hear.
What politics is good? What politics are bad? Because, like, I've been hearing stuff like Democrats will destroy all the stuff that Republicans do that'll help us.
But Republicans don't do anything either.
Republicans do kind of do stuff.
They don't.
Donald
they
Trump
sit back
the
and
wall.
They sit back and fight what Democrats do. That's all they do. They don't do nothing.
What about Obama tax or Obamacare?
Yeah, they Obamacare come around and they fought a little bit on it. So Obamacare wanted, let's say, they wanted 10, and the Republicans fight so that Obamacare gets 6.
I've been told that Obamacare is something that's bad because it adds extra money that you have to pay.
Well, no, anything that the government puts its foot into is bad. Because it's a circle. It exacerbates itself. Like, you know, you think, oh, okay, Obamacare, let's make sure we get health care to all these people that need and stuff. But just like...
Outside.
Go inside. Interrupted again. But you take these vaccines. Now...
Vaccines will kill... I feel like the vaccine will kill you. The
vaccine's not going to kill you.
I've heard some kids my age have died from taking it.
There has been some.
And then you got some of them who are like... Who like now can't like...
That's not my whole point in all this. My whole point in all this is that you got Pfizer and Moderna and all the companies that have now gotten the vaccine bought and paid for by the government, which is by us taxpayers.
Can't the government just like, doesn't he have like permission to just like use all of our money that we give to him to pay for like all of our stuff?
Him or her?
I don't know who's in the government right now. I don't pay attention to that, okay?
The government is the whole thing.
Except, quick question. If there's the governor, okay, and then you got the government, I always thought that meant, like, just the...
Governor. The governor is over states.
I just thought that meant, like, the govern... This is hard to explain. The governor... Government controls the governor... Okay, you know what? You continue to talk.
The governor is, like, the president of Kentucky.
Yes. But he's not, and then, like, the mayor is, like, the president of the town.
Right.
But, yet, the government has control over the mayor, and yet the president has control over the government.
The government's supposed to flow, like, small first. So, the mayor should have more control over his town than the governor should have over the mayor's town. It should all be...
Oh my god, I'm blinded.
Slowly.
I'm blinded.
We're recording a podcast, T.
I know, but I'm being blinded at this point. I'm like seeing little colored dots.
That'd be your mamaw.
Nope, I think that's Papa. I can't see. There's like little sparklies everywhere.
But government should flow like that. Like your mayor of your town should have more say over your life than the governor should, because they know more about your town and they're supposed to represent you. So you elect the mayor, you elect the governor. They're supposed to be representative of what that particular body wants. So a city votes for a mayor. That mayor is supposed to reflect the views of all the people in the city.
But then how do you know that person is good? Because like it could be like let's say, you know, I'm gonna use Joe Biden as an example. He could be like, oh yeah, I help the homeless all the time. I do this, I do that. And then, like, as it turns out, he becomes a really shady guy who's just there because he wants to take control over people.
The problem with all that, too, like when you're saying President of the United States, is he shouldn't have as much power as he has. Shouldn't be. All the federal government should just be over, like, defense of this country. But they've gotten into every little aspect of your life, and they shouldn't be that way. That's the problem we have right now with the government. We shouldn't care about who's going to be elected president as much as we do now. Like, because it shouldn't matter. It should just be a small little click, like a small little thing, and then we elect our senators and stuff to go to the federal government to keep that stuff in check. But they don't even do that anymore. You got senators that are over, like, say, New Jersey, trying to tell people in Texas how to live. Like, the senators should be representing your state.
But how do you know if a person's good to choose than, like, this other person? Like, you could be, like, this one person could be lying about, like, all the stuff he's good at and all that, when he really just wants to take power over everything else.
Yes.
And then, like, you have this other guy who, like,
yes,
the one guy's making him seem like a very bad person when he's actually a good
person.
So
you're explaining government in a nutshell. It's what this all is to you. It's one bad guy trying to get power over another bad guy. You know, if you want, like, the bottom line of what you're saying, what politics are the best, and the best politics are the ones that say, I don't want to control your life. Like, don't tread on me. Like,
what does I don't tread on me?
Whenever I worry about if my politics are correct or right,
I'm being blinded again.
I always, whenever I worry about what politics are correct or right, I always say to myself, like, the only politics that should happen, or the only politics you should have, and if you're going to feel justified in your life, is my politics, or I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life. I don't want power or control over you. I want you to be able to go out and do the best for yourself that you can without taking money from people, without stealing money from people.
What if I ran for president? Would I be a good person or a bad person?
Well, I'd hope you'd be a good person, but I think if you got into the thick of politics, you wouldn't like it.
I probably wouldn't. I don't even pay attention to politics.
Yeah, I think you'd bail out of it and get away from it, which most good people do.
Except, you know something? You know something that might seem a little weird? I enjoy hearing about, like, terrorist stories and how, like, we won over them.
Oh.
Like, I like enjoying hearing that because then it kind of, like, it shows that, like, the United States comes together. Like, when the Twin Towers fell, like, the United States basically stopped all the riots, all the people saying, oh, yeah, this is wrong. All the politics, everything stopped. And they're like, we're going to go take down this guy. We'll be right back to all this.
We did come together for a moment, but we also let our politicians use these terror attacks to steal more of our freedom.
I kind of feel like...
with, like, the Patriot Act.
I feel like
Twin Towers... we've been over that. We can't go back into that episode, T. We've done an episode on that. We're not.
Yes, we are.
We're at 20 minutes. 21 minutes.
It fell straight down. Okay. We've already did a podcast on it. And they estimated what time it was supposed to fall. And that time did happen. It was staged. They still don't understand how people couldn't get down, even though, like, it was crashed, okay, but, like, and, like, yeah, the fire is gonna go through the elevator, but don't you think, or through the, staircase, but don't you think you could, after all that is done, you could still go down the staircase, unless if it was destroyed? I mean, I'm just throwing theories out there, people, okay? Like, y'all, if you're staring at me like...
All right, I'm cutting this.
No,
we're done.
No,
we're out.
No.
Say it.
I ain't gonna say it.
Say
just
it.
Give me 1 minute to say what I need to say.
Nope, say it.
Please.
Say it.
Bye, everyone. I'm being tortured at this point.